The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning here on the 1st of November. This is the big month.
Good morning.
November's always big.
Good morning.
And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning there, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, Linda's here.
Hey, good morning, everybody. What's going on here on our morning show on KCNR 96.5? It's currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to give you a weather update. There we go. It's sunny. Okay, now this is an interesting printout here. Saturday will be okay. I'm going to try to look at this. Today, sunny with a high near 80, with our winds about 8 to 11. Tonight, mostly clear with lows of around 49. And Saturday calls for sunny with a high near 81, with north winds about 6 miles per hour. So we're getting towards that wonderful weather, you know, with Saturday being 81 and our lows 51. Sunday calls for a high of 83 and lows of 51. And Monday calls for a high of 81 and a low of 51. That's as far as we're going to get right now on these weather, on this weather forecast. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, you were down in Sacramento and a big congratulations to your brother.
Very exciting.
Who was just elected to be the next president of the California Medical Association.
And that's right.
It's a big thing.
It's a very big thing, and he's been working on that for years. But that means, you know, my brother's in private practice, and he's a he's double boarded as an anesthesiologist and an internist, but his practice is in pain management, so he's also boarded in pain management and addiction medicine. So he flies all over the country, going to different, you know, American Medical Association, you know, events, so on and so forth. But so anyway, they
he's
just,
been the speaker.
He's been the House speaker, so now he's president-elect, which means next year in October, we will be going down to L.A. where we'll be going into the House of Delegates while he's inducted as president. And all of
sworn
that.
Sworn
in. So it's just, yeah, it's very, very exciting and very cool. So I was down there and then also seeing my parents who are 88 and 86 and are getting ready to go on a three-week cruise to the China Seas. So just making sure everybody's tucked in. But, you know, so all that's happening. But, you know, they always are so sweet when they give a little present to our dog. You know, I came back with a little present.
Don't bite on the wire.
For Snooki's birthday. And we love our pets. And so that we love our partnership with Haven Humane. And this morning with us is Amy.
Good morning.
Is here with a little kitten that wants to chew those wires up. It's so cute.
He is the cutest kitten I've ever seen. I'm like obsessed. And I don't care how much I sneeze, I am obsessed with this kitten.
This is the first time I've ever seen you play with a cat like
this. I play with kittens, okay?
No. But this is the first time I've seen you with one.
There's something very special about this little guy. So Sterling came into the shelter as a newborn kitten, like a tiny baby kitten.
Uh-huh.
So he was in our kitten nursery. He was one of our little bottle babies. And he did have siblings, but he finally graduated the kid nursery, which means he, you know, is of weight to be adopted.
Uh-huh.
And he is just – he reminds me of a baby snow leopard. That's what he looks like.
He does. He's beautiful. Color.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not a kitten. It's a snow leopard. But he is about 2 months old. He's playful. He's fun. He's actually very affectionate as well. Once he calms down and stops trying to, you know,
the kittens calm down. It's like sleeping. It's like
no,
two modes,
he does.
Right?
He gets into a trance if you kiss him. He just sits there and purrs and like, see, look, even I'm just, I haven't even done it yet, and he thinks I'm gonna do it. So he just closes his eyes.
He does.
And his whole little body goes limp.
I watched her kissing this kitten earlier. Now you're hearing little kissing sounds.
He loves it.
You know, he does. He's really a cute kitten.
Yeah, he is. That would be if we were cat lovers. Not that. We are cat lovers, but both of us are allergic, or I'm allergic. So
yeah. No. And I am too. It's not, you can hear I'm very congested right now.
So
and
what
I've
happened
sneezed
last
like
night?
Six times, but
we,
it's fine.
We had the, obviously we had, Halloween last night. I'm curious as to, you know, like whether good stories and bad stories when it came to pets.
So far, I don't know. Not sure yet. But I don't know. Cause things like big holidays like that and things, we tend to get more animals in as strays, and especially Halloween, because people don't really think about how traumatic that is for their dogs. The doors are opening and closing and people are knocking constantly. So we always try to tell people, make sure in situations like that, you have your dog in a safe, you know, environment, or your cat as well, so that they're not, you know, panicking and running out the door after trick-or-treaters, because they're, you know, that's kind of scary for a dog. So, but like I said, I don't know any of the...
You are allergic to that cat. You know, listen to you.
She also was up very late with her kids.
I was, yeah. I was up very late trick-or-treating, so...
So I was asking Amy, what's the time, you know, where people work? She said the kids were out till 9:30.
Yeah, there was kids out till like 9 o'clock last night. Well, not at my door.
Yeah.
I'd have sent them away.
Off, no. We turned off the lights, I think, around 8.
Don't you have something special going on this weekend?
We do. So this weekend we have a really fun outreach that starts, and it's tomorrow. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
It's okay.
I'm also sick on top of it. If you can hear a little bit of that in my voice as well. Or I'm getting over a sickness.
Yeah, thank
my
you.
Voice
That's
is not good. Recovered. So tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Starbucks in Anderson, so that's the one on Ronda Road right there across from Walmart, we are having an adoption outreach. I'll be there driving the big rig, and we're going to have some dogs available for adoption. Our volunteer coordinator is coming as well. She's part of our outreach team. So we'll have all kinds of information about volunteering. We'll be out there from 10 to noon tomorrow. So if you're, you know, interested in adopting, or maybe just interested in volunteering, either way, come say hi to the dogs, come say hi to us, and we'll be out there.
Okay. Right. Thanks.
Drinking Starbucks and petting puppies.
I love it. Thanks so much. Well, we love our moment with Haven Humane. And what's the name of the cat again?
Sterling.
Now, how can I forget Sterling? It's my grandfather's name.
Isn't that so very
great,
like,
grandfather.
It's very sophisticated.
Yes. Yes.
Now, do you have any special deals going on?
Not at the moment. Okay. But a lot of people still are not aware that we did half our adoption fees just recently. So
yeah.
We're not having discounts currently, but our adoption fees are half of what they used to be already. So
adoption fees. Now, there's also a spaying for kitties that it, or for cats. I
yes.
think that but you have to sign up for it, and it's
yeah.
what half price again on
yes.
that.
Yes. Yep. And then all of those details can be found on our website or our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still running a special for feral cats as well. So it's $25 for altars for feral cats.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal. And a lot of people don't, you know, feel like it's their responsibility to spare, neuter, and trap, or, you know, trap, neuter, and release feral cats. But it's everyone's responsibility, because it is a community issue. So, yeah.
And if you trap it and spay it and bring it back, what it does is it controls that area.
It controls that population for sure. So
yeah.
More won't come in. And also, you're not making any more. So.
You're not making any more kitties. Okay.
Right. Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Hey, 13 million I'm looking at today. You know, 5 things you need to know today.
Well, let's do that when we get back
okay.
from our break.
All right.
This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Sleep Number. And Sleep Number is the official wellness and sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And I make these little comments about, obviously, there's a couple of teams that need to sleep more. You know, they need to adjust their sleep
number
settings.
You have to take that back now.
No, I don't. Because why do I have to take that off?
Well, because that one team you were talking about did okay.
No, yeah, but there's still two of them. They haven't won any games
okay.
at all.
All
but
right.
there's two of them that are undefeated, the 49ers
right.
and, the Patriots. So they must have dialed in those sleep number settings perfectly.
Just perfectly.
Right now, that if you know if you're going to sleep, 65 degrees with 65% humidity is perfect. It means your body is thermally neutral. You don't have anything to create or shed heat.
Oh.
So it's perfect right then. So right now you can go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, and you can find a competitive edge with proven quality sleep and save up to $400 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. And like I said, it's the official sleep and wellness partner in the NFL. My Sleep Number setting is 65, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45.
That's right. I change it all the time. So last night was 45. Watching games, and when we come back, we're going to be talking after the break about the World Series, some losses and gains. Can't wait to tell you about a big gamble that was won and lost. But anyway, go to your Sleep Number store next to the in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin store. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down.
Ciao. Hey, good morning. I hope you're doing that when you hit your little feet hit the floor today. You're like, you wake up and it's
welcome.
Not like, Halloween
I'm
went
dancing
on
today.
Get up this morning. It's November 1st. Can you believe it? That's right, folks. When you date things, it's 11/1/2019 this morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, and fully accredited chest pain center. Plus, they are working with the Veterans Clinic here. They're working with a number of different organizations to provide the best medical care in Northern California. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community.
And speaking of caring and commitment, tomorrow we're this weekend we're going to be out at the Red Lion Inn with the health fair,
Orchard Magician's first annual.
Right, and health we're fair. Taking over all of the area there at the Red Lion, and we're very very excited about. We did this last year; it was outside, and this year,
and we're going to. There's going to be over 50 vendors there. There's going to be a number of great speakers. Linda and I'll be there from 3 to 5. We'll be live on the air. So come on down, say hello to us, and we'll talk about what's going on there, too.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the World Series. And it's very interesting because I watched Game 6 and 7 when I was in Sacramento with my folks. And I usually it's not a big deal for me. I really got into it, of course, when the San Francisco Giants, I think that was 14. We watched every game, and I really got into just the dynamics of watching when players. It's just like for me, I watch the Olympics. I love gymnastics. I love when everybody's at the top of their field and they've gotten there, and to see how these professional athletes getting paid lots of money, but they still are childlike inside because it's a dream. They've worked hard their whole dream. It takes a family. It takes parents. It takes, wives and kids to support them at this level. And
what I like watching is somebody that's making $100 million jumping up and down like a kid and crying.
Yes. At that point, you're not even thinking
about
that.
Because he can catch a ball.
Well, they did it as a team. It's a team effort. So it was an interesting playoff. First of all, I was listening to Mad Dog Sports on my ESPN channel on the way back, and or my Sirius satellite on the way back, and I was listening to Adam Schein and his show and the call-ins. And, it's very interesting. Not a lot of women call in. I don't know. It's such a boys' club. And I was thinking about women like myself. I can't tell you what somebody's stats are or how many home runs or how many games. And, but I was interested in the fact, listening to them talking about in game seven, how they took out a pitcher, I can't think of his name right now, but they pulled a pitcher and they were saying that he had suffered for anxiety and that kind of thing in his past. And so was that the reason why, but they couldn't figure out why, but they were all ganging up on the Astros coach. Anyway, what I found was that I just loved the fact that the Nationals, I loved how scrappy they were. I felt like the team was, you got a 41-year-old, you've got, some of the oldest players in the league were playing for the Nationals, but I really just loved how they felt like, even though they're making hundreds of millions, I felt like they were blue-collar, like a blue-collar team. They were... nobody would think that they would win. So it's the little team that could, and they're a wild card in the first place. So anyway, we were talking about, Sleep Number mattress. Not that this equates to Sleep Number, but is mattress related. $13 million is how much a mattress salesman from Houston lost after betting on the Astros to win the World Series. They lost in Game 7, of course, to the Washington Nationals. So you wonder how people can bet that kind of money.
It must be more than he must do more than a mattress salesman to bet $13 million.
Maybe not. Maybe he owns a string of mattress stores.
Well, that's different. I mean, if he's a owner of a company or something, but
they didn't say. They said mattress salesman from Houston lost after betting on the Astros, $13 million. And that is when we do our top fives and they give you numbers and stuff like that. Today's number is $13 million. Why?
Because he lost $13
million. Hey. My word. But anyway, I loved watching the World Series. How about you?
Yeah, I like baseball. And I appreciate any group of athletes, and especially in the Olympics and stuff, that they've reached the epitome of their, of their game. Even more so, I love watching the Little League World Series and think.
Oh yeah, that's
you have to ask
fun.
Yourself. Ugh. You have to ask yourself for some of those kids, that is the greatest thing. That's the biggest thing probably they're going to achieve. I mean, they're not going to be known 20 years from then for their baseball prowess.
Unless they go on.
But it's so rare. I mean, they give the names of the ones who've been in Little League that went into the majors. And then you have to ask yourself, there's not that many. So these kids that were really great when they're 12, and they reached the World Series, the Little League World Series, they win. But most of them don't go on in baseball. They probably love baseball. They probably still play softball and those kind of things. But the greatest accomplishment they had in baseball was when they were 12. But I think that's wonderful too, because these kids still are out there playing hard, and they're here. It's an organized sport,
so it teaches discipline and honor and respect. You honor the game. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
All right,
you two.
Okay.
Just a quick thing. Little boys grow up from the time they're very small, going out in the field, tossing up a ball and hitting it, tossing up a ball and hitting it, tossing up a ball and hitting it. I did it as a kid. We'd sneak across the street to Tiger Field, and that's what we did, even when we snuck and turned the lights on and nobody bothered us. Hit the ball to each other, go out and catch fly balls. It's part of our DNA.
Right.
And that's why these guys cry when they lose the World Series and cry when they win it.
Yes, I love it.
Just something that's built in us. And I found out something coaching women's softball for 24 years, that you hit infield before a game just to get your infielders warmed up and bounce a bunch of grounders to them. Hand the bat to a girl and say, here, hit infield. I'm going to take a break. I get the lineup. Half of them can't do it because they've never done it. They didn't grow up doing it.
Oh.
Not that they can't. They just have no experience at it. And it's an interesting phenomenon. It's just built into boys, I guess. And if you've never heard the song by Kenny Rogers called The Greatest, you need to.
Okay.
Well, we'll have, yes, he's looking for it now. We're going to have Jared look for that.
Good.
We'll play
look
some of that.
Look for it, play it, listen to it. It is the story of every little boy in America, and it was written by the same guy that wrote The Gambler.
Oh,
great.
It's a wonderful song.
Coach Bob, we love your input. Thank you so much.
All right.
You know what?
Bye.
I played baseball in sixth grade, and I was not good at it. I'm not good at when a ball is coming at me. I love to bat, but when somebody's really good and the ball is coming at you, that's scary. And I'm not a bad catcher, but it's almost like volleyball when the ball is coming at you hard. I have a tendency to want to kick it, but I never played soccer, but I like sports. I think sports were, I did track and those kinds of things. So
let's go to the phones.
Roberta, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Well, I just love the views of everybody jumping up and down. First the players all jumping up and down, and then the whole field jumping up and down.
Great.
I just thought that was great.
It makes you happy in these times. We need more of that.
Yes, that's right. But sad to say, kids, until they get old enough to be in organized sports, in Little League, you don't see kids out hitting the ball or playing catch anymore. How many times do you see kids out?
Well, that's true, because parents don't like them being out in the fields by themselves. There's all these new rules. But I remember, just like Coach Bob, many times that, when I was growing up, we'd be out there playing baseball on a field that was open. There'd be enough kids coming, coming down all at the same time. We knew on Saturday mornings you could get down there, or during the summer you get down there at a certain time, and we'd have a baseball game that would last for hours.
Well, that was part of our liberty, Carl, and it's being snatched away.
Well,
so.
I think part of the liberty is the fact that people are concerned about, and there's two things. They're concerned about their kids going out all day, and not knowing what's going to happen. And two, there's, the litigation that if some kid's playing on Tiger Field, they go out there and they play on Tiger Field, and a kid breaks his leg or breaks his arm or something, that they're going to get sued. And we've become that way in our society, and it's such a shame. You know, it's not every time. If a kid breaks his...
I grew up on Treebridge Street. Yeah. Russell Street runs right behind it. We had a big field out there, and we were out in that field with all the neighbor kids and half the kids coming from the Parkview area, and it was ongoing. And what a sense of freedom, but also, kids had a sense of themselves too. So anyway, but the ball game was great. Loved it.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot,
Thank
Roberta.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we got to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for a place to learn CCW or advanced CCW, defense of your home, unarmed combat, you have Northern Firearms Instruction. You can register online at usgunpro.com. Take a look at the webpage. Look at all the classes they have and the different things that are going on. Or you can give them a call at 530-999-1822. If you need to recertify, remember you have to recertify with each one of the firearms that's on your concealed carry permit. And so if you haven't shot those four guns lately, you may want to go out and practice. And before you get down there to qualify that day, because that's what I notice is people haven't shot for a year or so, and they just are having a little problem getting started. So practice before you go down there. Northern Firearms Instruction. Linda and I'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning. It's 39 degrees, and it's going to be a beautiful day. We'll be right back with the City of Shasta Lake Parade.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here on the 1st of November, 2019. 40 degrees out there.
Oh, it's currently 46 degrees. Sorry. I know I just jumped. So, Reading weather, 46 degrees. We are going to have a sunny day with a temperature around 80 today, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 49. Saturday is going to call for sunny with a high of 81 and our overnight lows at 51. And Sunday calls for 83 with lows at 51. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing this with her team since 1993. If there's anything that is known about investing in markets and any type of investments for her financial group, they know it. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. And, of course, the insurance side of it is just, I know, it's just outstanding. I mean, we have our insurance with Judy. Many others have gone to Judy because she can help them with that very hard-to-find fire insurance. Give them a call at 221-0441. It's that time of the year again. So we have Roger Plato and Ron the Bishop with us because it's time for the 27th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. And it is a great event. We love it.
Good morning.
Okay, tell everybody about the parade. I mean, there's maybe some, you know, we have new people moving in all the time and listening.
What are we doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
We are starting the morning at 6 a.m. with a pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall. Immediately from 6 to 10 o'clock, the parade starts. It's the largest parade north of Fresno. We have great people, great support, great community. And then immediately following the parade, there is a luncheon of pulled pork sandwiches and all the fixins at the American Legion Post 720.
Are you the lady, Rhonda? That's R-O-N-D-A, because you're going to be giving your email out. Right now you have about 80 entries. It seems that sometimes it goes up to 110,
mm-hmm.
maybe even 120 at one time.
Yes.
Because we announce the parade, too, and do that.
Exactly. Thing,
you know. So within our area, because I think you probably have various announcers in other areas, or do you? Is there just the grandstand?
We have two other announcing.
Okay. Okay, so but we love being on the grandstand and doing this every year. We're always honored to be asked. But and so people at the last minute will just, hey, let's get together and do our car club.
Yes. I've had them show up the night before when we're setting up, staging the parade. So.
Are you the woman in charge of putting that whole thing together?
Yeah.
And she does
yes,
a great job. Okay?
I do the registration, which is the most important part, getting your dignitaries set up, getting cars for your dignitaries, making sure everything goes as smooth as it can that morning, because we still are a small hometown parade, so
yes.
It's still person-to-person contact.
Well, you have, I mean, it's a variety. I've watched it grow, and since
yes.
we've been coming there, and we have the high school bands, we have equestrian units, of course, all the vehicles, the World War II Korea vehicles. And like you said, you have representatives from all the different wars, World War II, Korea,
Vietnam
War on Terror,
Afghanistan,
Iraq. And then you have, like I said, one year there was a, it was a self-propelled artillery piece or something. I don't think it was a tank, but it was big and armored. Or was it a tank?
It wasn't a tank. No.
But it was, I noticed, though, is that's the biggest one I've ever seen in a parade, especially in a smaller town.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a lot of vehicles like that. Music, the Buckeye Cuties, are they going to be there again? That is the greatest little group of kids.
And there's always one little girl, the littlest one in the end, that's just got her lips so far out, she's crying. And she
Nobody
just,
told me
to,
I was going
to
walk
I
this
to
far.
Walk the whole parade.
I want to be carried.
It's funny you should say that, because we did shorten up the parade by about a block. And it was mainly for those little girls. Yes.
They started revolting. And remember, they're armed with little batons.
Yes.
And they were going after people. They were going after the mothers with little batons, whacking them around the knees, going, too long. Ah! Okay. Okay. So it doesn't cost anything, and it's a wonderful event.
Yes. Okay. It is all about our veterans and showing our support for the men and women that fight for us.
Roger, you've been involved in this a long time.
Yeah, about 7 years now.
Yeah.
Okay, and we really appreciate Shasta Lake Lions and Lions Club of Northern California by putting us on again. They're a great organization, and Shasta Lake does a fantastic job. We'll have probably about 1,000 people entered in the parade, and maybe 5,000 or more watching it. We'll be giving out flags to those in the stands, and we'll be giving out candy and maybe magnets.
And
this
magnets.
Year. Okay. So come on out and have a great time.
Well, look at you in your lion's vest with all the veteran. What is it? The
tail twister.
Something, and then lion of the year. And,
well, a couple times.
How long have you been in the organization?
I've actually been in the organization going on 8 years, even though I've been going to Lions Club for the last 20 years.
Okay.
I just didn't have the time, and we have three groups here in Redding. Shasta Lake has a great group. Anderson has a great group. Palo Cedro, all throughout Northern California.
Lakehead.
Lakehead. We have 43 groups and over 1,000 volunteers. Worldwide, we are 221 plus countries of 1.4 million people, volunteers. So Lions gives everything back to the community. We keep no money for our own selves or administration fees.
Completely volunteer.
It is.
So what would you, there's pet projects that usually every organization has. So with the Lions, what would you say maybe the top three?
Well, it's hard to say because each Lions organization in a city or a town has their own pet peeves, their own pet project.
Yeah, like what would be a Shasta Lake City?
Shasta Lake City is the parade.
The parade, our Veterans Memorial, we're the drought put our memorial in jeopardy when we had to turn the water off of the fountain.
Oh, dear.
So it's a major reconstruction, and we are in the midst of trying to raise money to make that repair. But we have a Veterans Memorial in downtown Shasta Lake.
Okay. And it's beautiful, by the way.
And I don't want to, you can start off your day really well at the fire department down there with their pancake breakfast. Because you're talking eggs and pancakes. And
sausage. Juice, milk.
Got it all.
Yes.
And it's for a real reasonable price, too.
I believe it'll be
$6. $6. So you can take everybody down there,
That's right.
Get them out there on the parade route. Feed them at 8 and finish up around 9 and then kind of get on the parade route. Get your right spot there because it takes off right at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
It does.
It does.
What would you say... you've seen this now for how many years, Rhonda?
10 years. I haven't been in the position I am now.
Right.
I was just a spectator. But.
Yeah. So the what's the hardest part about putting it together? Trying to get a hold of everybody?
Trying to get a hold of everybody. You're afraid to mail your applications too early because then they get shuffled under paperwork. And I mailed in the middle of September and just you hope. They come flying in.
Well, these on this right here, 27 years, This has been going on. It grows every year. It's a great way to spend a Saturday morning.
Yes.
And it's over probably by, what, 11?
12:30.
12, okay. It doesn't seem like it takes, you know, but when you're standing there watching it.
Exactly.
And by the way, thank you so much for whoever our, you know, spotters are that come up and they give us the changes.
Right.
But one of the other things is you'll watch, and it's always the car guys. They get out of border. And then they get upset when you don't have their name.
Yeah.
And they're looking, they go, and I'm going, I don't even know who you are, you know, and who are you supposed to be with? And then they're kind of looking around sheepishly, and then we make something up, and they go by.
Yes, yes.
That's okay. They're still in the parade.
Yep.
Okay, now, if people want information or still want to enter the parade, there's still time to enter.
They can go to ShastaLakeChamber.org, and there's an application on their website. They can, and Bonnie at the chamber will make sure I get the application. They can email it right back to her. Or, here we go. My email address is helpmeronda1958@yahoo.com. If they wanted to email me their name, address, phone number, and a short bio, I will take care of their application and let them know.
Okay, it's helpmeronda1958@yahoo.com. I remember that without any problem.
Okay.
What else? Roger, you have something?
Well, that Rhonda is spelled R-O-N-D-A.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Said that.
And we always R-O-N-D-A. Said that. Yeah. Okay.
Help me, Rhonda. R-O-N-D-A. At
Yahoo. Or 1958.
1958.
And we will be having a flyover again this year. Jim.
That's just great.
From Benton Airport, we'll be doing it again. So it's a really great event. We do have a lot of fun. A lot of things to see, and just come on out.
Support our troops.
Have a great time. Now, if you're still looking for cars out there for a dignitary, I have a friend who's got a brand new Corvette convertible.
Why, thank you. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
If you, my only
I'm
going to
give you his name after the show.
Yes. And my only concern is the fiberglass, because we have magnets.
For the signs.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay.
They made it work a few years ago with a gentleman, a service gentleman that had a Corvette. And they got it to work. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll just tell Mike they need to drill a couple holes in his doors.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so
and
much.
Hooks.
For, yeah. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
And
so
it's going
much.
To be a great event. Carl. That's the 27th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well, since you put me down,
hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:51 in the morning here on the first day of November 2019. It's 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a really nice day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This
Good
portion
morning.
Of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers. 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day out of the week, or 7 days a week. It's Home Helpers. They can help your family. They actually care about the people that they're helping. Sharon Clark's been doing this for 15 years. She founded this company. She takes each and every one of her customers and treats them like she would family. That's Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Now, I need to announce that today, starting at 9 o'clock, the Missing in America Project is having a fundraiser yard sale at 5131 Eastside Road today and tomorrow.
Wow.
The proceeds of this are going to be going to help Fred Salante, the founder of MIAP, is having some medical problems. So the proceeds for this, all the proceeds, are going to be going to Fred and his family to help with these with the medical problems that he's facing right now. So it's today, starting at 9 o'clock at 5131 Eastside Road, and tomorrow, 9 to 5. All right, you know, with all the fires, Governor Newsom's, you know why PG&E turned off the power, right? It's because of a law that they passed saying how you can be held responsible for everything, and you've got to pay for everything, and they've already gone into bankruptcy. So now PG&E is saying, wait a minute, if we've got to be held responsible for all of this for damage that we could have good wires out there or whatever, and it's just a terrible storm and it knocks it down and all this, well, we're not going to risk this anymore. Now, I'm not saying is that PG&E is without a lot of blame on this because they have to show those profits every year to their stockholders. They got to pay the big bucks to their people. And again, this is at the higher echelon, so I'm not looking at the hard hats. Those guys and girls out there deserve everything they make and probably more. So Governor Newsom decided he's going to have a California Wildfire Advisory Board, and he announced the appointees. Well, let's see who's on that board.
Okay.
Jessica Block has been a senior research associate and associate director of the Wildfire Lab at the University of California. It sounds like that's pretty cool. I mean, she's got some ideas, but she's at the state school. Oh, let's go to the next one. Marcy Edwards, Castaic. And she's been a principal of MLE Consulting, a lobbyist, since 2013. She was the general manager of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. And general manager for Anaheim Public Utilities. So she's been in public service, but always on the, not out there. Diane Feldman, San Francisco, public utility regulatory specialist at the California Public Utilities Commission. She was also part of the Western Region at NRG Energy. I believe that she was a lobbyist there. John Mater, as he's been an electrical distribution engineer for who? PG&E since 1998. Alexandria Sifford, she's been appointed. She's been the chief scientist at Sage Insurance Holdings. So she has been an analyst and environmental planner at Vanessa Breslin. Also, they also announced Ralph M. Armstrong Jr., who is with the IBEW Local Union 1245, including senior business representative and senior assistant business manager. Now, I'm not saying that these people aren't capable people, but do you see anybody on there, like, say, from the logging industry? Do you see anybody from the North State where this
No.
we've been hit the hardest? No, you don't see anybody. We have a lot of experts out there on forest management and forest products and wildfire management and all of this. But do you see anybody from the industry that could come out there and say, how about the cogen industry, and says, look, we're worried about these wildfires. This is what we can do with the viable cogen industry. We can clear all these forests out. This is how we'll do it. And you have somebody there, and I'm saying Sierra Pacific, but it could be any of those that have hands on the chainsaws type of experience to say, this is what it's going to take to clear this out. Now, all of these people are political appointees. They don't get paid anything. They get $400 per diem. So when they travel, they get, you know, their room and their meals, and that's it. And they'll pay for their travel.
But I don't see like a Carl Bott or a, you know, somebody out of Reading or somebody out of this area. Now,
it wouldn't be a Carl Bott, but it could be. But it could be somebody from Sierra Pacific that knows,
yes,
you know, what's wrong, you know, and people will go, well, oh, you've got somebody from the Emerson family. Well, what's wrong with that? This guy knows more about logging and forest, and I'm not talking Red, but one of his sons or one of his
or
people.
Or Red.
Well,
Red, okay.
Red would be out of there probably in the first 15 minutes. Red does not suffer. He does not take a lot of time with BS, okay? I mean, I met the man once or twice. He and I sat down one time, and he told me being in the Marine Corps was a waste of time for him. And then he told me why. He had like three businesses he was running, but, you know, he was in the draft, so he enlisted in the Marine Corps, did his 2 years, came back, and became the second largest landowner in North America. So, but what I'm saying is they don't have experts from the field out here. We don't have a representative from this area where we've been hit so hard. And there's lots of information that we could provide or experts in the industry could provide, but not one of them's on there, a union guy. And two members from PG&E.
There's an article about outages in Clear Lake, Lake County. For four nights, this woman with her newborn son, all she had was candlelight. And she was in fear of it being so cold at night that she would not blow out the candle because she needed to stay awake in order to make sure he was folded up. That's like the Dark Ages. That's like you're living in a cave.
I read an article yesterday, and I think I'm going to share it on Facebook today. So be looking for it. But it's about where we've gone to in California. It's called pre-Dark Ages almost. And we're the sixth largest economy in the world, yet we have people without power. We have businesses failing because they don't have power. You have people sleeping in the dark, afraid to go to sleep because it's so cold out there. They have no heat in their homes. So what are we doing now? We're going to have to change our lifestyles because of this. We got to run. Congressman LaMalfa will be calling in sometime after 8:05 this morning, and I can't wait to get into what's happening in Congress. We'll be right back after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. economy continues cranking out jobs. American employers grew their payrolls by a solid 128,000 jobs last month.
It's a surprisingly solid report.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
It's not only for the month of October. There were upward revisions for the number of jobs added in September and August.
So what about that R word we were talking about just a few months ago?
Recession fears have really faded here, due in part to the fact that the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates three times. But there have been some developments around the world. The U.S. and China are seemingly talking nice on trade, and a hard Brexit has been avoided.
As for wage growth, average hourly earnings were up 3% from a year ago. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The latest big California wildfires in Ventura County, north of L.A. It's grown to more than 8,000 acres, thousands of people under evacuation orders. To the north in Windsor, California, resident Lynn Dar says it's good to be back home after evacuating 4 days ago because of the massive Kincade fire.
The neighbors that are back now, we all hugged each other this morning, so we're happy to see our homes and each other. Safe and sound.
The lights are coming back on along the East Coast after powerful storms roared through overnight, downing power lines, unleashing floods. More than 420,000 utility customers from South Carolina to Maine were left in the dark.
We had unusually deep moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico for this time of year, which led to some severe weather and heavy rainfall all up and down the eastern seaboard.
National Weather Service forecaster Patrick Burke says now temperatures are falling across a wide area. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 257 points, a gain of almost 1%. The S&P up 23. The NASDAQ, 74 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
A senior Chinese official suggested Beijing may change the way it governs Hong Kong.
Shen Chengyo told a news conference that at an elite Communist Party meeting, leaders had discussed ways to improve the central government's mechanism of appointing and removing Hong Kong's chief executive. Mr. Shen did not elaborate on how that mechanism might change. Many ordinary Hong Kongers have long pushed for direct elections. Mr. Shen added Beijing would improve the central government's system of governance over the region. Again, little word on what such improvements in the eyes of the party might constitute, though it's unlikely they will be changes the protesters are calling for.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Turkey and Russia launching joint patrols in northeastern Syria, part of a deal that halted a Turkish offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters who were forced to withdraw from the border areas. News and analysis at townhall.com. Word in Washington is that former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is eyeing a bid for his old Senate seat.
There's no let-up to rumors that Sessions is very interested in making a run for his old seat next year. It's currently held by Democrat Doug Jones, who won in a special election after Sessions resigned to take over as President Trump's first Attorney General. Despite a high-profile split with President Trump, both men remain popular in Alabama. Sessions served the state as a U.S. Senator for 20 years. He still enjoys an unrivaled fundraising network in his home state, not to mention more than $2.5 million left over in his campaign war chest. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The Democratic National Committee is increasing pressure on its presidential candidates to commit to campaign actively for the party's nominee in 2020. This goes beyond the previous loyalty pledge for White House hopefuls. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 242 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your newspaper of the air, celebrating 10 years on the air. Thanks to you all, our great listeners and our great advertisers. Today is the 1st of November, 2019. It's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda, what's the weather look like?
Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with around 80 and our lows at 49. Now, this is what happens. We say this all the time when we read our news because there's a 6-degree variation. 41, you'll get 43, you'll get 45, and there's little, you know, dips and stuff with different temperatures are reading. So
we have
Six thermal plains. There we go, right here in this area. So I just kind of go for the high one today because I feel like it's like a sleep number setting. I change it around. So anywhere between 40 and 40. I know that's going to sound funny. Only here on KCNR when Linda reads the weather is between 41 and 46. But our temperatures are going to be 80 today, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 49. Tuesday or Saturday calls for 81. Beautiful day. It's great. You know, this is great garage sale weather. Saturday night, lows of 51. Sunday, high of 83. Monday, high of 81. Mostly clear. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. We're past the wind. Thank you. 365-3793. And on the phones, we're so excited to have her this week. Thank you so much. Great to hear from our Wells Fargo advisor, Miss Susan Eastman. Yay!
My phone is working today.
Yay! What's happening on the stock market?
Well, let's see. Stocks are higher this morning as investors digest better than expected economic data and latest trade headlines. The Dow is advancing 243 points at 27,289. The S&P 500 is up 23 points at 3,060, which is a fresh new high. And the Nasdaq Composite positive 71 points at 8,364. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, trading higher up 44 cents at 31.71. Chesapeake Energy, positive 7 cents at 141. AT&T, up 36 cents, trading at 38.85. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up $3.14 at $155.80. UPS up $2.01, trading at $117.18. Verizon down a dime at $60.37. In the bond department, treasuries are declining with the benchmark 10-year note priced at 1.69%. And over to commodities, gold is down $3.40 at $1,511 per ounce. Silver down a dime at $18.08 per ounce. And crude oil up $1.20, trading at $55 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, oh, so
thank
glad
you so
to have
much.
You back.
Did you take off your Halloween costume yet?
Yes. I just wore earrings. I was really mild this year.
Oh, wore earrings. Okay, that's what somebody said. What?
Well, you all have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Susan.
Don't want to be suggestive. I could be very suggestive. I could be very tongue-in-cheek with that comment. But I'm not going to do that here in the air. Because
thanks, Susan.
That's funny. Thank you, bye.
Hey, if you want to talk to Susan, give her a call at 243-7561. She's great in what she does. She's the vice president in charge of investments for Wells Fargo right here, Wells Fargo Investments right here in Reading at 2705 Park Marina Drive.
Hey, a star of the television that regularly showed a loop with Congressman LaMalfa recently when they were talking about the Republicans doing some kind of barging in or doing something during a hearing of where the Dems were trying to do an impeachment.
You know, the secret impeachment hearing.
Yes, exactly. So on the phone with us this morning is our Congressman. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl Linda. How are you doing?
Yeah,
you know
great.
What? We just knew that you were going to be fired up this morning, and I just don't even know where to start.
Well, it's
shall we start?
A lot of reasons for the fire, I guess. I just walked in the door from the airplane. It was a all-nighter, so that was pretty awesome. A storm blew in yesterday as we were about to depart. The plane had to go back up to the jetway to fix a indicator light bulb. So in that 10 minutes or 15 minutes we lost doing that, then the storm came in. So we spent the night waiting for the storm to clear, and so just got in. So yeah, I'm going to be full of vinegar this morning, aren't I?
Well, you know what? I talked to Parker yesterday, and I said, you know, because I always check to make sure, because there's a lot of things that, you know, at the last minute you get caught with a lot of times. But
sure,
you've been
sure.
So good over the years about always making time for us. But he said, oh, no, it's fine. He's on the plane. So I imagine he probably thought you were at that point.
Well, I made it home in time that if I was a vampire, I would have gotten in before the sun came up. So,
okay. Well, that's
or at least,
good.
At least to the county. So, yeah.
Congressman,
you know, Halloween joke there, right?
Yeah, yes, it was. Yeah. The fact that you can tell jokes after flying all night, I am not as perky as that after flying all night.
Oh, the rummier you get, the better they are.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what we've got? Linda's been already been making double entendre jokes all morning, so this we'll just jump right into that. Hey, Congressman, this is I really, you know, for a while there, I considered this a joke. Yes, it was to me the Democrats were doing their own thing. They weren't allowing. There should have been a vote. You know, all of this. But now I'm starting to be not concerned yet, but it's starting really now to irritate me that the rules coming up is, oh, this is just a fact-finding thing about the phone call and other things. Oops, what are the other things they're going to be looking at?
How much can you beat the phone call to death, right? And the whistleblower turns out to be likely a party operative there before the election. So every time they flip a stone over, they point to the stone and say, oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff underneath that stone, and you flip it over, it turns out to be nothing on Russia, collusion, whatever that is, Ukraine, whistleblower, the whole thing. You know, when Al Green of Mississippi says, well, we got to impeach him because we're not going to beat him.
Well, that was statements made, and Schiff's been talking about this since President Trump was elected, going after
him. Oh, yeah, we got the goods on collusion. We got the goods. We got a whole bunch of stuff, and it comes out, and it's a big, nothing burger. The Mueller testimony, you know, turned out to be a disappointment for them and or for the newscasters. So, you know, it just Trump doesn't do everything exactly perfectly, but he's not doing anything with bad intent, you know. So, I mean, you know, you have deals where one of his staff says one thing, another one says another, but that's part of there's a certain amount of chaos within the operation there, and I think it's because they're not polished politicians. They just like do, okay, well, let's just go do this thing. Let's just go get it done. And I think that's what most people like about him and his approach. So you're going to get some rough edges sometimes with how some of these things are done. But by and large, you know, if you like results, which, you know, in the Clinton era, the motto was, it's the economy, stupid. Well, I guess now it's the stupid that they're all dedicated to. I don't get it. So.
Well, I read an article about, and it said if it wasn't for the Trumpisms, you know, like some of the Twitter, you know, things he says and some other things he says, that he would have, you know, he'd win in a landslide. But because there's this, you know, that anything he says is grabbed by the media and by his opponents, and then they blow it up, and he's probably things, you know, well, for sure there's things he shouldn't have said.
There is a strong media bias. Like,
oh, yeah,
in
yeah.
Article this morning, you know, Elizabeth Warren, somebody from the New York Times, sat on information about how she was falsely claiming that she was fired due to her gender back in 1971, okay? The New York Times story writer sat on that. Now, had that been, let's say, Carly Fiorina, okay, a female candidate for president, who only happens to be a pretty conservative Republican one, you know, back 4 years ago, they would have ran that the first possible minute without verifying it. Any other female, you know, if it's a conservative female, they don't count as women or as empowered women or all this stuff you hear from, you know, the feminist groups out there. And I watched yesterday after votes when, you know, my Southern California colleague, Katie Hill, tendered her, she did her going away speech, her farewell speech, as she puts in her resignation in today due to all that, you know, tawdry stuff that was happening down there, right? Inappropriate things with her staff members and those things, right? So she turned that all around to be blaming men, to be blaming the institution, to be blaming everybody except herself who engaged in inappropriate things with her staff and her campaign people. And made it all about, you know, being an anti-woman thing. Like, well, it's really hard to listen to that seriously when you're the one perpetrating it. And, I mean, I could say more, but it just kind of starts to get tasteless at that point. But, you know, come on, people. Get real here.
Hey, Congressman, we need to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Since you're at home, are we going to have you for another 40 minutes or so?
Yeah, we're a little wild. I got a cat sitting on my lap here. And
well, then we've got you.
Yeah, you can't move with the kitty on you, right?
Nope, can't move the kitty on you. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading where Linda hangs out if I'm not around. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They have a huge selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry to designs they've made themselves. It's great prices, very, very nice people in there, Henry and Rebecca. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Congressman LaMalfa and more about the impeachment process that is not really – they didn't vote for impeachment. They voted on a process again. So we'll – I want to talk about that when we get back. 8:16 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott this morning on Free Fire Radio, which is our morning show. This portion of the show is brought to you by our beloved Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. And yes, he's been with us for since the day we started our radio show. If you're going to have a crack, if you've got a crack or a chip in your windshield, which we know that we're going to have with the fall and being on the road, which we're driving more because we don't want to fly as much, and that can happen, you go see Jeff at Crackmaster and he'll have it done for you within the day. Located on Market Street, 241-8373. Call for an appointment today.
Okay, we're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we just we're talking about this impeachment process. Congressman, it seems like the vote that was in Congress and it went straight down party lines, except two Democrats came over to the Republican side. This wasn't about officially holding an impeachment. Is that correct?
It's basically trying to continue the effort that they've had to, I think, validate what's been going on so far and set rules of some fashion going forward, kind of just taking what they've been doing informally and wrapping rules around it and going forward. But what it looks like is there's not ironclad ability for both parties or both sides or the White House in defense of themselves to offer testimony without limits or without conditions and call their own witnesses on that. So in the modern era of impeachment proceedings, going back to Nixon and Clinton, you know, both sides at least had a set of rules, and they cooperated enough to be able to have a set of rules that was give and take and at least somewhat fair, looked like, you know, a normal court proceeding as we would have in this country, where innocent until proven guilty, you know, meet your accuser, all those kinds of things. This doesn't have that. And what got put forth yesterday seems in some ways to even have less ability than the non-rules, non-formal way that had been going for the last, I think, 38 days now. So it's pretty much a sham. And in the fact that no Republicans supported it and the Democrats weren't unanimous, they had two Democrats that didn't support it. These are two pretty moderate guys there, and one of them said this effort is so partisan he couldn't put his name anywhere near it. So, you know, you've never had a deal where it's been what would you say, bipartisan the wrong direction for him, because they wanted to have a bipartisan affirmative vote and they didn't get that. So it's going to continue to be a sham. I mean, you keep looking at the evidence that they try to beat something out of week after week, and there really isn't anything. So
is there
going to backfire on them, I believe, unless the voters just get duped. Go ahead.
Well, is there any business of the people going on besides this?
Well, that's the amazing thing, is that we have the USMCA, it's the Mexico-Canada-U.S. trade agreement. It is languishing out there. It's waiting for a vote on the House floor, and it's widely believed that it would pass fairly strongly with probably 90% of Republican votes and probably a good 50% of Democrat votes. So that would help us to get our trade situation in North America settled, and then it helps us have more leverage when we got to go back and talk to China and Japan and whatever might need, with the EU, what have you. So why, if we can have an agreement with our neighbors, it kind of makes us look good, it looks credible, and we can't get a vote on the House floor for it. So something that is widely agreed to in discussion anyway. There's that. There's the prescription drug bill that passed committee unanimously in the House. Both sides agreed to it. And so that got bottled up, and Mrs. P is adding poison pills to that. Why can't we move a decent prescription drug bill that might help with drug prices, which a lot of people are really complaining about and concerned about, and some of those factors, and that it was bipartisan. It isn't just going to be a Democrat giveaway on the thing. It'll have some level of responsibility and market. Anyway, so we can't get that done. We have an ag labor bill that we were able to hatch this week that looks pretty darn good for having a steady supply of labor for farms and to have documented workers, not undocumented. They go through a process, they're vetted, and it'll also have them not be victims of coming across the border where they're, what goes on with that. So,
That was done back in the 60s. I mean, what was it called? The Baquero program or something like that. That they brought people over. They did the work. They were housed. They were taken care of. And when the season was over, they went back home. I think we just lost the congressman. Yeah, I think he's calling back right now. Okay, I have a theory about this, and I'll ask the congressman when he's back on. Do we get the congressman back? Yes. Okay. My theory on what just happened there, Congressman LaMalfa, was the cat just climbed straight up your chest and got in your beard. Okay. Am I wrong?
No. The kitty already ran out front door. So
my
airplane ride. That phone ran out of battery. Cars with flat tires in the driveway. I hear the dryer isn't working. The heater isn't working, and the house phone doesn't work. So we have a collection of things we got to catch up on right now to get back up to par. So.
We were talking about bringing workers over. Now, there used to be a program called the Baquero or something like that.
Baquero, yes.
Yeah, program that seemed to work. That they brought workers over just like this for the fields and all this. They were provided housing. They were, health care, everything. And then when the season was over, they went back home. Is this what we're talking about?
We're talking about something that resembles that quite a bit. We probably won't call it the Bracero program because that might have certain implications to, some folks on the left.
Yeah.
So we won't call it that, but it works. Similarly, is that you're going to have documented workers that have been vetted, that will be able to come here and work. They're not going to get legal permanent residence without going through an additional higher plateau of effort. And it doesn't give automatic citizenship either. I mean, there's yet another plateau above that. So, there's good benchmarks to go through. And by and large, your ag workers are good people. Again, especially if they're vetted and there's an E-Verify process that kicks in once they have the size of workforce in place. Once you have all that, you're not going to have, at least as far as the ag workers go, these problems with illegal immigration. We just have to make sure the numbers match and that, different sectors that have had huge problems like dairy and some of the other year-round worker needs haven't been addressed by what's called the H-2A and other aspects of what we have now, or just flat the informal look the other way. Hey, there's illegal immigrants out there in the field, and nobody's really enforcing it, and farmers aren't allowed to ask a lot of questions, and it comes down to you wouldn't have the workforce anyway. So we're taking all this gray area, looking the other way stuff, and eliminating that over a period of time here, and it's going to be a pretty good deal. But, you know, there's people that want, they're going to want to shoot at it. People are going to say, well, that's the amnesty deal. They want to use the A word. Like, no, it isn't really that. So it's there's going to be a restitution, you know, a fine. If you want to have a permanent residence, you have to pay a fine for that. And when you talk to people out there that don't have a political axe to grind, by and large, most American people say, yeah, we need the labor. We need people need to at least pay some sort of a fine, or, you know, pay a penalty or something for having come here, even though our borders are a sieve and basically our government policy has been, by omission, inviting them in for 30 years. So, you know, this is kind of a deal. I think we've kind of found a good split on this. And it was a really good bipartisan effort, a word you don't hear very often around there. Trust was built among people. Shoot, we had UFW at the table, and you had Farm Bureau and all the ag groups at the table. So people give and take. It's kind of how legislating really should work. It almost makes you feel, you know, there's hope for processing it. We got this done. We didn't take on the entire immigration debate. You know, some of us really still want the wall, and others really want to have something closer to blanket citizenship. So we didn't take the big issue on there because it probably wouldn't pass. So it was breaking down into pieces. And
taking you know, how you eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time. And something has to be
donkey.
Done. Yeah, or a donkey.
This elephant is not good anymore. Don't even
okay,
say it
that's
anymore.
That's right. Don't bite the elephant. Bite the donkey.
Yes.
We're going to take a real quick break now. But the thing I want to talk about when we're coming back, it seems like there's, you know, you're talking just ag here, which is a lower paying job. People don't have to have a lot of training for that in a lot of these jobs. But now they're also pushing out this about bringing people in to take the higher tech jobs, which displaces American employees. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that one.
Yeah, there's a role they call
it. Yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that when we get back. Okay, hey, this
we'll make some sales and we'll talk. Yeah.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They have locations at 1845 California Street and at 192 Hartnell Avenue, where we'll be on the 7th of November when we do the RABA, the collection for RABA. Donate to RABA so veterans will get bus tickets. We'll be right back after these messages.
I took a stroll on the old long walk.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Your friendly oil change. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air here on, well, not just here, on November 1st, 2019. 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to 80. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Bastiani Arms, bringing you this segment of the show, located at 2539 Larkspur. Only place I buy guns. Great customer service. Veterans get discounts. The people there are very, very knowledgeable. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we're talking about, you know, the program to bring in workers to the ag side of the economy, which is huge. But there's all this I'm reading about trying to bring in tech workers from other countries that is causing a lot of consternation. Can you address that at all, Congressman?
Yeah, that's a real, again, it's a challenge in that you have many people coming over from primarily Asia, but, you know, Europe, other parts too. They're becoming educated in this country here. You know, they get access to our university system, and many of them are really top students, you know, most brilliant minds, right? And we have those in this country as well. So there's the school of thought that, well, we, you know, they come over and they go to our schools and they have a lot to offer in their brilliance and such. So why wouldn't we tap into that for them to be here? You know, because you hear a lot of talk about how diverse thinking comes up with a lot of new ideas. So, you know, maybe these folks would add to something here on developing the next super computer or the next medical technology, or, you know, the mathematics are going to help us go farther into space, and, you know, all these kinds of high tech and innovative things that will make America stronger. So there's that school of thought that, well, we should try and embrace and keep as many of those here that want to do that. But then, as what you say, you're displacing possibly jobs that Americans that were born here and gone up through. So that's a hard nut to crack, to say, well, which one should we do, or what combination, what percentage of combination of both of those should we do? You know, you saw the Manhattan Project that was developing nuclear power and, you know, eventually the bomb back in the 30s and 40s. And there was people from all over the world that were brought in for that. And we were lucky to have them because the U.S. was able to develop the bomb first. Britain was pretty close behind, but it seemed like they may have been, you know, to some level working with other countries that we would find less savory. And then obviously the Germans were doing their own work on that. So were we strengthened by having Italian physicists and German physicists that were, you know, had escaped Germany as well as our own? I'd say in that sense we were successful. So it's a matter of where do you want to set the limit or the bar on how many you have? Because, you know, if they come get educated here, then they go, maybe they bring that education, that talent, that innovation to our rivals somewhere. And maybe they're not just maybe economic rivals in the Pacific Rim or the EU or whatever, but maybe to countries that don't like us. So I'm not sure where to slice that, Carl, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept that, you know, you've got some really, really, really bright people, but where do you cut it off at? You know, how can you even, you know, what number? I mean, you can, you know, I mean, you've got to.
Well, you know, usually we take care of it in the marketplace, right? Yeah. Or that's the idealism of what we have is like, well, whoever the best are by whatever, you know, score you would do that. I guess entering college, it might be by scores and graduate schools and some of these other programs. Or in the job market, you know, maybe they're going to need to help us be the next, the one that helps make the breakthrough on diabetes or on cancer research or on space technology, supercomputer, whatever it is. And maybe we'll be all at the marketplace. Is that the point there where, you know, maybe Americans get left behind more so because either...
Well, that leads to another question.
You know, I mean, maybe we're not working as hard as these kids.
Well,
some kids aren't. I mean, some kids are just knocking it out of the park. But maybe the ratio's there. Maybe they're more hungry over there in Asia over there to get out and try and do new things. And here we're still contemplating political correctness in our schools. So does that put us at a disadvantage? That needs to be a question we would ask too, is that are we putting our own kids at the best advantage to compete with this and have that innovation come from our own ranks instead of, you know, maybe relying on those other sources?
Well, Congressman, if you look at our test scores across the United States, especially in California, we seem to be dropping instead of rising. And so what you're saying is, I think, is real important here, is that people need to see is that in mathematics and science, the scores dropped, and we have people that we're competing against whose school systems are heavy into this, and they excel at it. Is there anything you can do from is that a national level thing?
China's been trying to catch up for that for 40 years, and it has paid off for them. They had extremely strong economic numbers and conditions for the last 20 years. It's tailing off there lately, but on the other hand, I don't know how you sustain those super high numbers. It's like trying to win the World Series every single year. Sometime after a while, it's going to wear down a little bit. But that said, China, Russia, maybe these others have all, and India, these others have put people in and placed emphasis. They want to compete. And in this country, you still have really good charter schools and other people that want to have a strong academic push, but when you see a lot of what's going on with the priorities in some of our public schools, or what they're worrying about in college with political correctness and who can make what kind of speech, that's not an incubator for what we're talking about here. So it starts coming down to a market. If it comes down to a market approach, then our side better ratchet up its game, or we're going to be left behind, and American kids are going to be left behind, and the leaders that should be bringing them through this when they're too young to know better need to do a better job, because if all they're doing all the time is making excuses for them and make go sit in their safe space and all that stuff, it's a tough competitive world out there, and we have to have a little bit tougher people. Not everybody gets a trophy. Not everybody gets to call time out or not come to school that day if they had a bad previous day. It's just people got to toughen up on this, and that's what we've lost.
Because with people we're dealing with, they have toughened up. Let's go to the phones. We have a caller. Nick, good morning. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks for getting me on. I appreciate it. I have a quick question. Congressman, in your personal opinion, is there going to be prosecutions as a result of the Barr and Durham investigations? Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
In the legal process, you're innocent until proven guilty. There seems to be an awful lot of evidence and indictable things out there, but these are what are reported to us. So in a legal sense, they need to do it the right way, and when they've gone through their process and they have indictable information, yes, they should go full speed at it. And from everything we see is, kind of outside of that, it looks like somebody needs to be indicted and somebody needs to go to prison on a myriad of things that have been a funny business that's been going on, whether you're talking, foundations or DNC or what have you. To answer the question straight on, I believe they will come to something. Durham is finding a lot of things according to the reports I've seen. I think it will ripen up here pretty soon, and you will start seeing some real action on maybe the lower levels, and that will trace all the way back up to some of the higher ranking people in certain places that are need to be held accountable. How high does this go with the Obama administration? Who knows? But there certainly seems to be plenty of funny business with that and things Hillary's done and a lot of others in the FBI. People need to be held accountable because it looks like they used those positions, the things that we put a lot of trust in. Agencies we put a lot of faith in to keep our country safe and not be manipulated politically. And, for many, many years, it wasn't so much that way. But I think any time you have people with a lot of power, they're going to be tempted or manipulated. So that's why we need checks and balances.
I'm glad to hear you say that. You have to, you want to wait until everything comes out, unlike other people who like to say, oh, no, they're guilty. We can't do that. I mean, that's what we've been doing we've been doing that for 2.5 years. And, you know, having people pronounce somebody guilty because of something they may have read and that somebody else just made up. You know what? We can't do anything until it comes back in, the investigation's done, and they can look at it. I mean, you know, it may come back.
Process, right, Colin?
Yeah.
That's a very, very important cornerstone. And yes, I see the frustration out there because it seems like so much of this has popped up and whipped up in the news. It's whipped day after day, like, wow, how come no one's getting indicted? How come no one's going to jail? And we saw some weakness there. You know, our previous Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, just seemed like he was out of his element being in that spot. And that, you know, recusing himself and appointing special prosecutors. And so we had to endure the Mueller business for a long time. And the president stayed patient enough long enough to get through it. So, you know, and that ended up being a dry well, and it made them look pretty silly. So they jumped to the next thing. The bottom line is that the voters have to hold accountable what they see happening in the system here.
Hey, Congressman, let me take one more quick break. I want to come back. I want to hear what you think about what's going on in California now. About what's going on in our state here. And so we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. You can get an appointment there at 244-9478. I'm going down there at 11 o'clock today. We can all meet down there and find out what's going on in the world.
Jared,
too. Cypress Square Barbershop that has discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 2 years on the air, Carl and Linda Bach. We have Congressman Doug LaMalfa with us. And Congressman, let's talk about California.
Okay.
I mean, here we are, the sixth largest economy in the world, living like a third world nation. There's a constant drain of people that are leaving, businesses that are leaving. Some people poo-poo that number, saying, oh, we've had that happen for a long time, but yet it seems like it's at a much larger, a larger procession leaving. Water problems, homeless problems, housing problems. What are you thinking about all this?
You know, if you want to read an author who's really cued in on this, just column after column, a guy named Victor Davis Hanson. He hails from the San Joaquin Valley area, and he's frequently writing about that life and about water and electricity and poverty and all those things that are put in place basically by policymakers in Sacramento that have idealism or greed or whatever the agenda is and are putting us in this place. So whether it's environmentalism or payoffs for trial lawyers, I don't know. But we're suffering right now with just unthinkably stupid power outages that, there's blame to go around, and it's popular to put the blame all on particular parties, but there's a multifaceted set of reasons of why we're in this fix that we're in, and it's all come to a head. You could see it coming for years. I've been doing this since I was in Congress for these last almost 7 years, in the state Senate and the state Assembly. If you know me very well, I'm always talking about forestry, about what we need to do to have healthy forests, fire-safe forests, and the power lines that frequently run through them, where generation comes from faraway places in order to serve our communities, our towns, and the cities farther below. So there's just basic building blocks. You're going to run power lines from hydroelectric plants all over the West to the cities, by and large, where the power is needed. And so that requires clearing along the line. When you have environmental groups that say, we don't want you to cut down any trees, we don't want you to do all this stuff, you have to get a NEPA, which, requires months and months of documents and preparation and cost in order to cut a few trees. This is not new concepts here. That's not new under the sun. So he has run into problems with not clearing around their trees fast enough or diligently enough, not hardening their power lines. There are certain things they can do to the power lines to put coverings over them, so in high-risk areas. They can underground some of it, but undergrounding all of them, my understanding is if they did it all is how some people shooting from the hips saying, oh, we should just underground everything. Your price of electricity would go up quadruple to do all that work. So it isn't practical on the super high power lines. In some neighborhoods, yeah, sure. So there's a lot of things we need to be doing, but in the very short term, it's unacceptable that we could have these power outages every time the wind blows during a dry season for the next 10 years, as was announced. We need to cut that number down to right now. So I know at the state level, my colleague Senator Nielsen and Assemblyman Gallagher are working on a bill to say that we're going to relieve the power companies from this green power mandate, because PG&E, for example, the numbers I saw the other day, over the last, let's say, 10, 15 years, they've invested, I think, about $44 billion trying to chase the renewable power mandate, and they've only had a couple billion to put towards hardening the power lines, you know, making the system stronger over just regular everyday maintenance. And so relieving that pressure would be one thing, because Sacramento arbitrarily makes up these benchmarks of what percent of our power has to be renewable by what year. And the silly thing, PG&E and other power companies, PG&E, for example, has a lot of hydroelectric power up on the Pitt River area and the Feather River area, and they don't get to count that as renewable energy. It's not, you know, a nuclear plant. It's not a coal-powered plant. It's not a natural gas plant. It's hydroelectric renewable power, and it doesn't get to count because of arbitrary legislation made up in Sacramento. So this is a big game. So I think what the Nielsen and Gallagher bill should do is set aside this nonsense and let them focus right now on this crisis they have of putting their energy, you know, their work towards hardening these power lines and many others.
Well, at least they cut it down to, from 10 years to 5 years. I mean, you know, here in Redding, because we have REU, we haven't been touched by that. But in Shasta County, we got hit by it. And, you know, this has been, an all through your district.
That its power source comes from an area that isn't really running through these lines. You know, so these lines through these particular areas. But, you know, San Diego Gas and Electric had to shut off a portion of theirs. So it could affect anybody that has power lines coming from a long direction and has an inability to get U.S. Forest Service. So we'll talk about my side of it here. I got a bill passed to get U.S. Forest Service to speed up the process to remove hazardous trees. And it still didn't do as much as they wanted in the bill, because they watered it down over in the Senate. The buyers are still not happy about it, you know, about what we're trying to do. But we made some progress. So it needs to be a streamlined process to remove those, but also it shouldn't require, in a lot of cases, a NEPA to do other things in the woods, like, you know, replacing a culvert or maintaining a road. It's ridiculous where we're at these days. You know, Victor Davis Hanson, one of his columns, it says, you know, why are we a people that can't do anything anymore? You know, they built the Golden Gate Bridge in just a few short years on a small budget, and if you try to do it now, it would be a 30-year thought from concept to building it, you know, and they'd probably still say no because it might, disturb a snail darter or something. So, you know, we're just a weaker sustainable, and there's a lot of symptoms for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, so what I want to do, and I think in combination with my state colleagues, is two main focuses: to not have these power outages, set aside the things that are getting in the way of the power companies being able to harden their grid and spending their time and money and resources on things besides that. Let them be relieved of that and say, focus solely on this. Quit chasing around green power mandates. And on the resource side, fast forward the work that needs to be done in the woods with no delays of permits, and get the lights turned back on. This is ridiculous. It's harming so many people in their homes, in their jobs, in the economy, and personal issues with, you know, medical devices or whatever. There's so much chaos. You know, me and my wife drove down from Wairika the other night after an event there. And when you see the lights out in a third of the towns coming down I-5 and down 99, how ridiculous. Like, almost all of Tehama County looked like it was shut off. The southern half of Shasta County shut off. And parts of Siskiyou. Why are we in this spot? It's because of idealism in Sacramento. So, and, you know, part of it. And then some people not doing their jobs or not being able to do their jobs. So I'm not blaming utilities solely. I mean, they got their issues as a big company and stuff, but there's a lot of
blame on their side too.
On the government side, we can do our jobs by making a streamlined process for people to do what they need to do. Go ahead.
Just saying is that PG&E's skirts aren't clean either, but they're having to react to things where they're getting sued for billions. Hey, we got a caller. Jim, do you have a quick question? Hello, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a quick question for the congressman?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Doug, this is Jim. Hey, how come the people aren't naming the cause of all this stuff out here? The Sierra Club is the number one cause they were the hardest pushers of no logging and everything else. And no one is even mentioning the Sierra Club's name like they're some kind of saint or something.
Okay, Jim, thanks. We got to run here.
Thank you.
But, hey, I lay it at the feet of several environmental groups. It's the Sierra Club. It's Center for Biologic Diversity. It's the National Resources Defense Council. And name a few others, the Spotted Owl people. They all have a phone at the desk somewhere in Sacramento or Washington, D.C., and there's legislators that are scared to go up against them. So, you know, it's the people that need to realize this, the people out there that need to be furious at the right thing. And the media out there wants to deflect it all on the utility or deflect it all on climate change. It's not climate change. Climate change happens anyway. The fact that we have, you know, a few more parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere is not driving all this stuff. And so that's a fallacy. It's got people barking up the wrong tree when, you know, Gavin Newsom's standing down there making his dramatic